I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us, and to score the winning goal, it's just every shooter's dream, and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Jeeva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Celtic Dragons and the Welsh national team.
Hi, it's Andy. Welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno. This week, plenty going on. We're going to hear from Sam Bird ahead of Mavericks on Monday night. And our interview this week is with Lightning's Lucy Paris. But first, here's Sasha with a recap of last week's results.
Can you believe it? It's nearly halfway through the Super League season and last week saw round 7 take place. On Friday, Stars beat Sirens 56-37 and Wasps beat Bath 57-46, meaning they remain unbeaten this season. Saturday saw Lightning beat Storm 55-50. And the final games of the round were on Monday with Saracens Mavericks beating London Pulse 65-37 and Celtic Dragons lost against Manchester Thunder 83-56. Those results mean that Wasps sit at the top of the table, with Saracens Mavericks hot on their heels, Manchester Thunder in third place and Loughborough Lightning in fourth.
On Monday night it was Saracens Mavericks 65, London Pulse 37. Kadeen Corbin was named Player of the Match and after the game, she spoke to Camilla Buchanan for their Twitter.
Congratulations on Player of the Match, Kadeen, tonight.
Ooh, my first one!
Fantastic. So a good 24 from 27, 89% shooting stats. What would you put today's performance down to?
Pulse did come out really hard at the beginning and we knew they were always going to be quite physical. So it's all about, once we get that flow, it's just to keep pushing on and keep pushing on throughout the quarters. And I feel like we did that tonight and it showed with the scoreline. I'm absolutely excited that we got to get all 12 players on the court. And Paige, congratulations on your first senior cap. And we hope, there's so much more to come. Hashtag 90. but also with the fans, you guys are amazing. You don't know how much you, your energy that you give us on court is absolutely amazing. And, you know, for the next home game against Thunder, I hope to see you all there. We want another sold out crowd.
Dragons were beaten by Thunder and Karen Gregg spoke to their Instagram.
I thought it was a really good bounce back. Thought we had a great first quarter. You know, we started slow and steady, but then we pushed on and really played with intent. And I think we just chipped away and chipped away and chipped away. And I think, you know, our determination and our fitness shone through tonight. That, you know, we scored 25 goals in the last quarter. I think that just shows that, you know, what we've got in our locker in terms of the changes that we can make and the impact that they can bring. Joyce was unbelievable tonight. You know, she was a threat all round. She not only offers us a standing goal shooter, but she offers us the opportunity to rotate and hit the post on our goal attack as well. So a really good performance from Joyce. She was strong under a lot of pressure in that circle. So it was great to, you know, give her the nod of that player of the match.
Beth and Dyke made her return for Dragons following an ACL injury, which cut short her performance at the Commonwealth Games. The mid-quarter spoke to Cardiff Met broadcast about her return.
It was brilliant. It was great to be given the opportunity to get back on court last night. And obviously, with it being a home game as well, having lots of my family and friends there to watch, and ultimately being back on court with the team was a really big milestone. Obviously, it's been over a year, I think, since I actually played for Dragons last. It was a really big highlight, quite emotional, but really good.
And if we just look at the result of last night, obviously another disappointing result for the Dragons. But I mean, if you look at the quarters in isolation, the second and third quarter, brilliant quarters for the Dragons. You went toe-to-toe with them. It was just that first and final quarter that really let you down last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And obviously Manchester Thunder are a really strong side. But like you said, we had a really good second and third quarter, which is definitely a positive that we're going to take forward. But again, like you said, our first and fourth quarters were not strong enough and quite disappointing for us, I think, as an overall, and something that we're definitely going to be looking to rectify going into Saturday's game.
Hi guys, this is Kat from Turnford Netball Club. Just want to tell you about a couple of camps we're going to be running over Easter. Both of them are going to be on the 8th to the 12th of April at Wormley Playing Fields in Hertfordshire. Our youngsters camp is for children in year 1 to year 6, and we're also holding a masterclass camp for athletes in year 7 to year 11. We have our wonderful Super League athletes leading at this camp, to include attacking workshop with George Fisher, midcourt with Emily Golving, and a defensive workshop with Zara Everett. The cost is just £20 per day for the youngster camp and £25 per day for the masterclass camp. You can make your booking via our booking form, which can be found at our Twitter page at TurnfordNC. Hope to see you guys there.
Hi, this is Karen Atkinson from Loughborough Lightning. Just wanted to let you all know about our upcoming coaching conference on Friday the 8th of March at Loughborough University. You can find all the information at our website. But it's basically a whole day of learning for coaches and teachers of all levels of ability, from those who are coaching their school teams right the way through to level 3 qualified coaches who want some new skills and drills. The day is going to be action-packed, lots of information on warm-ups, getting back to basics, some defending work, attacking work, and to finish a specialist shooting workshop with two of our superstar Lightning players, Ella Clark and Mary Chollock. Myself, Vicky Burgess and Sarah Bayman will be delivering. We hope to see as many, many teachers and coaches there as possible. Thanks.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The reason this is annoying for me is because running shoes are designed for running in a linear motion. They're not designed for stop-start, change of direction, and looking after the stability of a player as they're coming down from the air. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
Ensuring that young girls wear the right shoes from an early age, because they grow quickly, their body changes, and they need more protection during this period. Please look more confident on court wearing the right shoe with good grips and support and stability.
Make the Swap came about because we wanted more of the girls within the club to make the swap from running trainers to prevent injury and to perform better when they're playing.
Previously I was wearing running shoes that weren't that supportive on my ankles, but because I'm wearing netball shoes now, it gives me the comfort when hitting the ground.
A while ago I was in a tournament and I was wearing running trainers and I sprained my ankle quite badly when I changed direction. Wearing netball trainers has really helped with the support on my ankles, and it's much less likely for me to fall when I'm changing direction or jumping.
I'm Sasha Shipway and this is The Netball Show with Mizuno. Lucy Paris has made her Lightning debut and was on court recently during their win against Surrey Storm. She's been telling us how she's been finding things.
I'm really enjoying it. The setup's really good there with Sarah. She's been really good with us. We're always coming to training and having really good sessions, and we've got a really good strong group of girls. So to make my debut a few weeks in, it was really nice actually. I didn't expect it, but it's nice to get out on court and put things into practice and show people what I can do.
As a player, do you feel any pressure joining that new team?
Oh yeah, massively. You're playing with international players in there who've got a wealth of experience within the Super League and internationally, so you have to bring your A game every training session, and when you get your chance on court you've got to take it because you're competing with the best. But then it's really good in the sense that I'm learning so much every session from them, especially shooting in the circle with like Ella Clark and Mary. It's really great for my development.
And when you asked to join that new team as well, you've been quite fortunate that that's happened twice in your career already, so two ex-England players at that.
Yeah, Yeah, I've been very fortunate in the sense that I've been in the same area of the court with a lot of experienced England players, which has really helped me develop my game. And I've noticed a big improvement in the past 12 months. So it's just continuing to build on that and to develop my strength and skills so that I've got a lot in the basket to use when I'm on court.
And what's it like being coached by some of those best, including like Karen and Liv as well?
Oh, it's really, really good. I know that whenever you come to training, you're not going to have an easy session. It's always challenging, whether that's mentally, physically or whatever. They're really good with us. The sessions are just something that you're always going to take something away from. I do really enjoy turning up to training. I look forward to training, both to see the coaches, to see the girls. There's just a really good team vibe there. We all get on with each other. We all push each other. And that's what you want from a team. That's how you're going to succeed and do well.
What are some of the areas that you've noticed improvements in your game, just overall?
Yeah, overall, I think I'm reading the game a lot better because I'm being challenged with our defence and with our attack. So it's making me think a lot more about my play. I'm definitely becoming stronger onto ball, not being bullied off it as much. So I think it's just general in my game's been improving, which has been noticed when I was called up for England under-21s in October. I don't know if I'd have had that call up if I hadn't been developing my game over the past few months, being a training partner with Lightning last year and now being signed into the squad.
What's the latest on England at the minute? Exciting year ahead, but
yeah, I mean, if there's trials, I'm open to go to trials and stuff. Right now I'm just trying to focus on getting as much Super League court time as possible, factoring that in with work. So for me, England's not at the forefront, but I'm never going to say never. You don't know what's going to happen in the future, so it's always going to be an option, always a possibility, hopefully.
Is it doable juggling work with all these Super League games?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate in the fact that Sarah, Liv, the rest of the coaching squad and the girls understand that I've got a full-time job, so they do factor that in with my training. I do attend as much as possible, and we're very lucky that we've only got a couple games which are on Mondays or Fridays, so the majority of our games is falling on weekends. And work are also very flexible with me, understand if I need to leave early or have time off for games or training. So it's just having that open communication and being honest from the forefront. I think having that open relationship with the coaches and the players allows it all to happen.
A lot is placed on S&C, rightly so, but how important are things like diet as well?
So we've got a really good nutritionist, Georgia, within our squad, so she always sends us recipes for either breakfast recipes, post-match recipes, recovery snacks and stuff. I think diet does play a part. Obviously, before a game, you want a carb load. You want to ensure you're going to have the energy to play. You wouldn't go off and have a McDonald's beforehand. But I think it's what everyone says, everything in moderation. We know when we can have a binge day or when we need to have a really good diet before a game or a competition.
So you know what you're eating for the rest of the week already, though?
Not so much. I don't plan it that rigid of a schedule, but on game days I do ensure to have a good carb meal, and after training I do make sure I've got my recovery snacks. So if that's planning for the week, then we'll go with it.
They're all in see-through boxes with little post-it notes on it then. Not as bad as that.
No Monday to Friday stickers, unfortunately. Maybe one day I'll be that organised.
An exciting time to be there then at the present, and you're just glad to be a part of it and looking forward to seeing how things go over the season.
Yeah, exactly. I'm very fortunate that I've even been signed into the squad, so I take each week as it comes and try my best, and who knows what the rest of the season will have in store for me.
And it must be nice as well playing alongside people like Nat, Hannah and Ella as well. What does that mean to you?
It's incredible. They're really nice girls as well. Get on with them really well, but just having their vision and their experience really aids us young players. We've got quite a few young players in the squad this year, so it helps us to build and learn from them. So we take things away every training session, which is really, really good.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Keeble and this is the Netball Show with Mizuno.
Round 8 starts on Friday with Team Bath, who is sitting in 4th place, playing Manchester Thunder, who are in 5th, and that's definitely one of the matches to watch out for this week. On Saturday, Storms take on Dragons, Lightning take on Pulse, and Wasps take on Sirens. And on Monday night, which is Sky's live game, Stars take on Mavericks.
Sam Bird's been telling us what kind of a game she expects.
Mavericks are a really strong club. They've made some really good signings this year. They have a number of England Roses in their group and other internationals, and that makes them a really strong, tough opponent for us. However, the improvement we've made and the trust we've got and the strength of our players, I believe, can match up well to Mavericks. And I think our players are really up for contesting as well as they can against them.
Elsewhere online at thenetballshow.co.uk, we have info on Beth Gabriel, who made her debut for Stars, and Paige McCallough, who became Maverick number 90. Siren's collection was a huge success, and Serena does a mean version of Baby Shark. Hashtag PWC Warriors are here as lead backer for Netball Northern Ireland World Cup campaign. And this little gap in the match report is from Tracy Fisher, mum of George, who won the walking netball tournament.
Well, you'd hope so, Sasha, but nothing arrived. So we could either have 30 seconds of silence or birdsong.
And on top of all of that, congratulations to Iona Darrock, who is engaged. Great news.
And remember, there's been plenty of extra podcasts over the last week or so, including another chat with Alex from the Mintridge Foundation and more information on the final stages of the Sisters in Sport National Schools Cup. And if you haven't heard them yet, there's still plenty of time to catch up.
Thanks for listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno. Get in touch, leave us your thoughts and give us those ratings.
I didn't really think it was ever going to happen for us and to score the winning goal. It's just every shooter's dream and I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today and we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Welsh netball is in a really strong position at the moment. It's a real privilege for captain both the Kelsey Dragons and the Welsh national team.